This is a dictation for Lakendra Reynolds Smith. LakendraReynolds-Smith. SMIT. Date of birth is 10/1/2003. Date of accident 7/14/2022. Date of service is 8/21/2023. The patient is here and she reports that she has not done any physical therapy for the last 2 months. She took a break as per patient physical therapy request, and physical therapy does help her. Currently, she is now working 50 hours per week. She's on call, and she is not able to take any medicine that will make her sleepy. And so she has not been taking any medication. She reports that she has a pain in the neck, and the which is 7. Left shoulder pain is 7. Left knee pain is 7. Right knee pain is 5. She does have a shooting pain to the right leg. She has injuries to the supraspinatus and glenoid labrum on the left shoulder. The MRIs were discussed at length. In the left knee, there is a ACL damage. And right knee MRI, however, was normal. Similarly, the MRIs for the neck and the lower back were also discussed with the patient. And there is a disc herniation at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5. The patient was provided the information, alternate treatment. Patient refuses any injection treatment or any surgical consultation or surgical treatment at this time. Patient chooses to continue her physical therapy. She attributes all of the symptoms to an auto accident of July 14, 2022, where she had a frontal left collision on the driver's side. Currently, she does not have any headaches. Pain level is between 5 and 7. The ADLs are affected 5. The patient reports 50% improvement in the symptoms. Please review the chart for ADLs, for system review, additional history, and substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure of 140 over 86, pulse is 80, and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be from previous visit, which is 5/10/2023, dictation number 0512-031. The plan of care is to review the maps and labs and provide the patient continuation of physical therapy, I believe, 2 times per week for the lower back, especially, and the left shoulder and left knee, and with traction massage, continue OT and continue disability for work. Light duty is allowed, 7 hours, 5 days for 10 pounds. She is already working. Medications, the patient has been provided with Celebrex, 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory, lidocaine ointment also is provided for topical pain relief. She doesn't want any other medications. And she'll be seen in 30 days' time. She has already signed an affidavit that she doesn't want any invasive treatments. Thank you.